T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A nor'easter is coming our way. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather. Here's meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Well, we're going to call it a bomb cyclone, a rapidly developing storm that's going to ride up the eastern seaboard. The reason I'm having trouble calling it a nor'easter, because we're not going to get a whole lot of northeast winds. The initial winds are going to be east-southeast as the rain picks up this afternoon. That's phase one of the storm, this heavy rain that's coming right in the heart of the evening commute, and it's going to cause pounding of roadways and flooding in poor drainage areas. At that point, the wind's coming easterly at about 20, 35 mile per hour gust. Then it's going to flip around overnight as that storm pulls up into New England. It's going to flip the winds out of the west northwest, and there's going to gust to 45, 55 miles per hour tomorrow. So the wind becomes the big story, maybe a few showers. The wind finally dies down from this storm tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, and then Friday's chilly but not as windy. Look, the big impacts are going to be the rain this evening and then those strong, potentially damaging wind gusts tomorrow, creating some damage, pound downed trees and power lines. All things that we're going to watch here over the next 24 hours with this intense storm on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Police were involved in two shootings in the city overnight.
Around 12:15 this morning, several 911 calls coming in about a man firing off a gun standing on the 5 train southbound elevated platform here on 225th Street. So cops from the 4-7 precinct racing up the stairs to confront the guy.
Two of the officers then fired several rounds at the suspect, striking him one time in the left shoulder.
There was a lot more earlier in the night. At 8 o'clock, in fact, cops saw a guy firing off a gun at another man near the Gowanus houses on Baltic Street in Brooklyn. In the end, about 30 bullets exchanged. The suspect was dead. The woman lives here near the housing project.
Very calm over here. We don't have any issues like this ever since I've been here. We haven't had anything like this at all. So it's really scary.
The dead suspect, 30 years old, police say he just got out of prison last week after serving 5 years for robbery. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. In the Wakefield section of the Bronx.
A pair of fire trucks collided last night while responding to a call in Brooklyn. They came together near Rogers Avenue and Crown Street in Crown Heights. Sources tell 1010 Winds 11 firefighters suffered minor injuries. A 68-year-old man who was hit by one of the trucks is now hospitalized in serious condition. Just what went wrong is unclear. The call that they were going to turned out to be unfounded. Road rage is apparently to blame for a confrontation between drivers in North Belmore, Long Island, last night. Police say the cars stopped, and one man beat the other with a flashlight. The other man then pulled a gun and shot his attacker in the rear. Both men wound up in the hospital for treatment. So far, no charges. Helena Alberti is hoping to return to her job as a driver for the Peter Pan bus line now that criminal charges against her have been dropped. Last summer, the East Lyme, Connecticut woman was accused of locking a passenger in the luggage compartment of her bus on a trip to Boston. The woman who was trapped phoned 911.
Yeah, hi. I have no battery left. I'm not okay. The bus driver locked me underneath the bus, a Peter Pan bus going en route to Boston.
The bus driver's under the bus?
No, she locked me under the bus with the luggage. I went.
She locked you under the bus?
Yes, yes. I'm under the bus with the luggage. I need help. Nobody knows where I am.
So how did the woman become locked in with the luggage? Well, that's still a mystery. But Alberti's lawyer says his client had no knowledge she was in there. He says Alberti should never have been arrested in the first place. Alberti is a mother of four and had been suspended from her job after the arrest. Governor Cuomo has directed state police to investigate swastikas found scrawled at a state park in Kings Park, Long Island. A security guard found the swastikas last night. marking the second time in 1 week the anti-Semitic symbols were found in the park. Another cop has taken his own life, the 10th this year. He was an NYPD sergeant.
His wife called 911 when she found her husband's body in their Queens home. But it was too late. Police Commissioner O'Neill says of cops killing themselves, nothing brings the NYPD to its knees. But this comes close. And PBA President Pat Lynch is pleading with police officers.
To my fellow police officers, if you're on the edge and contemplating suicide, don't do it. Come on. It solves nothing and leaves devastation behind you. Just don't do it.
With the department declaring a mental health crisis, Commissioner O'Neill says seeking help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of great strength. John Montone, 1010 Winds, at police headquarters.
Mayor de Blasio knows something about this. When he was 18, his father took his own life. De Blasio says there's no feeling worse than wanting to help someone and not knowing how. The City Council's Committee on Criminal Justice holds a hearing today about the mayor's proposal to close Rikers Island. The full council is scheduled to vote on the plan tomorrow. It would be replaced by new community jails in each borough except Staten Island. But not many residents want a jail in their neighborhood. Three city councilmen and other advocates and community leaders will speak out against the plan today on the steps of City Hall. As the Yankees try to earn their 28th World Championship, Mets fans are marking their first. It was 50 years ago that the Miracle Mets went all the way.
When the final out came in Game 5 against the Orioles, Mets fans exploded onto the field at Shea Stadium, a moment preserved in Major League Baseball's archives.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the World Champions.
Outfielder Ron Swoboda said they went from being one of the worst teams in baseball, known as lovable losers, to world champions.
We were something that the people in New York and maybe in the whole country could wrap their heads around a little bit and enjoy.
Ed Cranepool was the team's first baseman.
People will never let you forget it.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.